The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Live, worldwide, Sports Byline USA. And here's host, Ron Barr.
And wherever you might be across this great country of ours and around the world, I'm Ron Barr. Good to have you with us for this edition of Sports Byline. However, I have to start with some sad news. Former Chicago Bulls GM Jerry Krause, he died today at the age of 77, and he was the architect to a great degree of those six Chicago Bears or Chicago Bulls NBA championship teams. He was a guy that I wouldn't say he was particularly liked by the players because he came in conflict with a lot of them, but he was a man that knew how to put a team together and he knew how to evaluate talent. So sad news coming out of Chicago today. And more sad news, I don't know whether you've heard about it. You knew over the weekend about the announcement about Dwight Clark. Now, I sit here in San Francisco, and I came down here in 1977. And, of course, Eddie DeBartolo had bought the team at that time, and then he hired in 79. Bill Walsh, and then, of course, they went in 1981 to their first Super Bowl after Dwight Clark had made that catch in the NFC Championship game against the Dallas Cowboys that, in a sense, along with the defense on the last drive by the Cowboys, clinched their first berth in the Super Bowl. And he announced over the weekend that he has ALS. And his belief is that you can't prove it, but he thinks that the football had something to do with it. Now I see relatives of Pro Football Hall of Famer Gale Sayers says the former Chicago Bear running back has been diagnosed with dementia, and his wife blames Sayers' football career. He played for the Bears for seven seasons, starting in 1965 after setting records at the University of Kansas. And I see that she said that, like the doctors at the Mayo Clinic said, yes, a part of this has to be on football. And if you think about the damage that football does, maybe not with concussions only, but just the trauma to the brain every time they get hit, you got to believe to some degree there's some truth in it. So two very sad stories about two outstanding athletes. We're going to talk some hockey. NHL Hall of Famer, who played 14 seasons for Boston, Philadelphia, Toronto, and the Blazers in the World Hockey Association, Bernie Parent is going to be with us, and then we'll talk with the late Dick Williams, sharing that interview out of our library. Also Hall of Famer. Of course, won a couple of World Series championships with the A's in the 70s. Good to have you with us on Sports Byline.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is America's sports talk show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Indeed, a pleasure to have Bernie Perrott with us, inducted into the NHL Hall of Fame in 1984, 15 seasons in the league, Philadelphia, Boston, and Toronto, and of course led the Flyers to those back-to-back Stanley Cup championships in 1974 and 75. Bernie, good evening. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Ron.
Bernie, what does it take emotionally, mentally, and physically today to be a goaltender in the NHL?
Oh my God, it takes a lot of discipline. What I tried to do with our young goalies in Philly, in Philadelphia, is try to establish a system. So the reason for this, for a system, is to really to understand the game a little bit more, because the goalies are so much younger than they're used to be, and they have to mature real quick.
Can you talk to a player, a guy that wants to be a goaltender, and can you sense whether he has what it takes to be one, or has a chance of being a pretty good goaltender?
Well, I guess the best way I can answer this is I've been blessed, with the Philadelphia. The scouting system has done a tremendous job in Philadelphia, recruiting good young goalies. And I guess the best way to put it, Ron, is you're born. You have to be natural. And if you have the talent, then it's much easier to reach your goal, that's for sure.
Well, the reason I ask that is obviously with the experience that you have, invariably when you talk to somebody, I can tell when somebody who wants to be in broadcasting probably will or will not be able to make it. I guess maybe it's just an intuitiveness. And I'm just wondering if there's not a common denominator about all goaltenders. Maybe they have a big ego, maybe they're quiet, maybe they're determined. I don't know what it is, and kind of reaching for it. And I wondered if you could provide the answer.
Well, I think the best way to look when you're looking at the goalie, if I am, looking at a goalie is to see. I don't really look at how many goals he gets that night. He gets against them, as I just see how we adjust to different situations, how he reads plays, and those little things, and that tells me pretty well if he has a chance to make it or not.
One of the things that, and I forget who I asked this question of, but I'd like to get a response from you about, one of the things that I don't think a lot of people usually talk about that I think is so very important is peripheral vision.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. And, you know, the bottom line is, you know, a lot of people, I think, look at the goaltender and assume that all you have to do is put the pads on and stand in front of a cage that is 6 feet wide and 4 feet high, and all you have to do is stop the puck. And there's a lot that goes with this success, believe me.
Is there a maturation process when it comes to goaltending? I say that thinking of maybe a pitcher not coming into his own in baseball till he's been in the league for 4 or 5 years, maybe a quarterback not really knowing what it's like or not really being able to perform like an NFL quarterback until he's been around for 4 or 5 years. Is that the same process also, Bernie, for a goalie?
Of course, of course. And, you know, a goaltender, just like a pitcher in baseball or a quarterback in football, a goaltender becomes a very important part of the team, because if you make a mistake, usually it means a goal, and then if you're behind 1-0, you know, it takes time. You know, I remember the old days, 20 years ago, when I was playing, I believe a goalie would reach his peak when around 28, 29 years of age. But today, we start them young. You know, I start with our goalies in Hershey, which Hershey is our farm team. And, you know, I start with the goalies when they're 18 years old. So by the time they turn 20, let's say 21, 22, 4 years later, then they're pretty well set to become consistent. So there's a big difference there, about 6-7 years. And, you know, when you're going to an expansion team, it becomes very, very difficult. And the reason I'm saying this is because I played on the a winning team and I played on losing teams, and somehow there's just a combination that you have to be successful. You know, you could have the best goaltender in the world playing for the worst team, and it's not going to happen. Yet you could have the best team in the world with a very average goaltender, and it's not going to happen. So it's just that, you know, when you go to an expansion team, you have to make up your mind that, hey, this is an expansion team. We're going to do our best, and you don't want to pay too much attention to the stats at the beginning, because if you do, you could go backwards. All you have to do is, when you join a new team like this, is take one game at a time, one season at a time, and try to build up to hopefully to become a contender.
I don't know of a professional sport in which intimidation is not a part of that sport, if certainly not physically, from an emotional, psychological standpoint. Glenn Hall was with us here on the show, and we talked a little bit about that, and he said, you know, a goalie can be intimidating and can really set the tempo of a game. And I asked him what he meant by that, and he said basically because if that goalie is hot, if you sense that he is taking control of a game, all of a sudden everybody else kind of shrinks around him. Do goalies get in that zone where the puck just looks like it's gigantic when it's coming to him and nothing is going to get by him?
Oh, yes, and you have nights where it, the pucks don't look as big either. Believe me. Of course it does. And I feel a goaltender, a good goalie, has to become a leader on a team. And as you just said, you know, a good leader, besides being a good goalie, I think a good leader can really make a big difference on a team.
At what point in your young life did you make the decision that you wanted to be a goaltender instead of something else in hockey?
Well, how it started with me was my brother was coaching a hockey team in Montreal, and his goaltender got hurt that night during the game, and the following game he asked me if I could play goal for him. I was 12 years old, a late bloomer, and I took on the challenge. But the first game, he scored 21 goals against me. and the son of a gun never asked me again. But that's but that's all right. I practiced hard. I came back, and he gave me one more chance, and we won that game.
Has there been a particular time in hockey, Bernie, which was considered maybe the golden era of goaltending? You know, when there was, I guess when Glenn Hall was around, and we were talking about that, Esposito, yourself, Sawchuck?
Yeah, when we look back, you know, it's very, I think it's unfair in a way to judge the goalies today. What I should say is to compare the goalies today to the goalies of like 20, maybe 30 years ago, because in those days, the average age of a hockey player was about 28. And I always felt that it was much easier as a goaltender to play goal behind a defenseman that is 28 or 30 years old than being a goaltender behind a young defenseman that is 20, 21 years old, because it's easier to anticipate what your defenseman is going to do when he has experience. And it's it's a different story with a 20, 21-year-old defenseman.
Bernie Perron has joined us, Hall of Famer goaltender, and if you'd like to join us, we'll open up the lines around the country at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk a little bit about those Philadelphia Flyer championship teams back in the 70s, but you can jump in here right now. Bernie Perron is available to you at 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll take a look at the numbers, and we'll be back and continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Let's check the scoreboard. First of all, in the NBA, overtime win for Toronto, 122-120 over Chicago. But the news here is Lopez and Ibaka were ejected for fighting in that game. DeRozan had a big game with 42 points, including the go-ahead bucket with just 11 seconds left. Brooklyn, 98. Detroit, 96. Brooke Lopez scored 29 points, and he made the winning basket with just a second left. LeVert added 15. It was Miami easily passed Phoenix, 112-97. Heat hit on 11 threes. They had seven players in double figures. They were led by Whiteside with 23 points and 14 rebounds. New Orleans passed Memphis, 95-82. Pelicans win it by outscoring Memphis 32-13 in the third quarter. Cousins, a big game, 41 points, 17 rebounds. On the ice in the National Hockey League, Washington doubled up Calgary 4-2. Ovechkin had a goal, number 30, and also two assists. And the Caps win gives them their 47th win, which is the best in the NHL. Ottawa 3-2 over Boston. Senators scored in each period to win their 40th game. Tourists with two lamps in that one. 3-2. New Jersey passed the Rangers. That coming in overtime. Devils win it with a goal in OT. Hall scoring his 20th for New Jersey. Pittsburgh 3. Buffalo 1. Nick Bonino scoring the go-ahead goal. The Pens clinched their 11th straight playoff berth. It was Carolina 4-3 over Florida. Arizona down Tampa Bay 5-3. And Detroit goes overtime to beat Montreal 2-1. That's your sports update.
Patroni Vineyards produces Paggio Ella Pietra, California's first gold medal winning Sangiovese Grosso grape, cloned from Italy's Brunello di Montesino. To enjoy Paggio Ella Pietra's rich, seductive flavors, visit PatroniVineyards.com and become a wine club member today.
Bernie Perron has joined us and you. I'll let you talk with Bernie. Well, I'll tell you what, we got one caller who's driving around Minneapolis. Go ahead, Rick, you're on with Bernie.
How you doing, Ron? How you doing, Bernie?
How are you, Rick?
Good, thanks. Listen, I've got a question about what you feel about these young kids coming up. What do you think that the talent of today is from a goalie's perspective as to what the talent is today as it was in your day? And I'll hang up and listen to what your comments are.
Okay. I first of all, I'd like to say that the average weight of a player is about 200 pounds today compared to 175 pounds 15, 20 years ago. So there's a lot more power out there. But the skill, as far as the skills are concerned, I think we had just as many guys in those days. But today it seems like for a goaltender, it's a lot more difficult because the bodies are bigger in front of him, and the players are just as skillful, and they shoot. Instead of having six or seven good shooters on the team, then you have now you have 12 or 14 good shooters. So it's a lot more difficult for goalies to play a goal today than it was 15, 20 years ago.
What was the catalyst, Bernie, of the success of the Flyers back in the middle 70s? Because you had come back from Toronto, joined them, and then, of course, they ran off the string of back-to-back championships.
I think it started, we can't just look at the 73-74 season. I think it was a building process before that. And I think you have to look at the organization. And I feel that the Flyers... I feel that were and are one of the best organization in sports, not just in hockey, but in sports. And I think the Snyders, especially Ed Snyder, set up the tempo, in those beginning years, that his approach wasn't just to make the playoffs, but to build a team to win the Stanley Cup, and he did reach that goal.
One of the things that I also sensed was it was the right players at the right time on the right team with the right philosophy. And I say that because you certainly had the man that set that tempo, Fred Shero, who had the motto of take a straight line to the puck and arrive in ill humor.
Well, Freddie, if you look back, those years, Freddie was 15 years ahead of the game. He had a system that... that a lot of teams are using right now. And you know, it was it was a great coach, and we believed in him, and we respected him because Freddie was always behind his players, and you know, the guys played well for him. And also, you know, you have to give the management credit. You know, Keith Allen did a tremendous job, like you said, that bringing the right people, you know, the right bunch of guys together, and we had a great team, and with all the championship teams with all sports, you always need a great leader on that team, and we had Bob Bedard.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly, because a lot of times you can put talent on a team, but if you don't have the right chemistry, the right mix, the right philosophy, it doesn't matter how good they are individually.
That's it, yeah, and you need, like I just said, you need that great leader, and all the championship teams have that leader, and they and we were, you know, no exceptions. We had, anytime you get a guy like Bobby Clark on your team, you have a good chance to win.
Well, let's go to Philadelphia. John, go ahead. You're on with Bernie.
Hello, Bernie. Good to speak with you.
Hi, John.
I have a two-part question. Do you think that the Flyers team from the 70s still could be successful today with all the rule changes? And do you think that Eric Lindros could beat up Howard Stern?
What about the, could they be successful with the rule changes in the, you know, today?
Oh God, I don't know. I don't know. It's difficult. It's funny. Don't misunderstand me when I'm saying this, but we, I think we've placed three players on the Hall of Fame from those years. So I think we had a lot more talent on the team than people would give us credit for. We had a lot of players. Of course, we had a tough team, and I'm sure that with today's rules, a lot of things would change also.
Okay.
And the second question, second part?
It wasn't important. It wasn't anything sensible anyway. Go ahead, Bob, Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, good evening, Bernie.
Good evening.
Just kind of like a two- or three-part question on the 74, I believe it was the 74 Stanley Cup seventh game in the Spectrum,
right,
between Philly and Boston. You were in goal, and Gilbert was in goal for Boston.
Right.
And it was a 1-0 final score, right?
Yes.
My question was kind of like a three-part question. In a 1-0 game, you always remember as a tough shot. And I just was wondering, I'm sure you can remember the shot that Ken Hartz put on you,
mm-hmm,
that you made a great save. And the other part question was, you kind of answered what Bobby Clark meant to you as a, on your team, and what did Kate Smith mean to you when she sang "God Bless America" in the Spectrum for a number of home games?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and I think she really made a big difference because she had the ability to really pump the crowd up by singing, you know, before a game, and by the time she got done singing, I, you know, the whole team, I know I was all pumped up, and we felt we had 18,000 people and our team against the opposite team, and how can you lose that way?
Also, did you have the feeling, I don't know how superstitious hockey players are. Was there superstition about her?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course, and we were, but also the way she could bring the, you know, the pumped up the crowd, it was just incredible, and once we, you know, we at the beginning of the game, the team and the crowd was so pumped up, so it was very, very difficult for us to lose.
1-800-878-PLAY. If you'd like to join us with Hall of Famer Bernie Parent, like Greg is in St. Paul, Minnesota. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Greg.
Got a question for you, Bernie.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of rule changes in the NHL here the last few years, and one of the biggest ones is the no fighting rule, where they've been trying to curb it. Do you think it's good for the game, or do you think it's hurting the game? And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, you know, fighting has been part of the game for 75 years, and I think, you know, I think when there's a fight on the ice and you're at the hockey game, you know, look around a little bit and you see that people really, really get involved, and I think it's part of the game that I feel should stay, and people enjoy this. But it's like anything else, if you overdo it, then you're going to destroy the game. And I think they've made some good rules as far as stopping the bench clearing, and that by doing this, I think they did minimize the amount of fights, and I think it's just right now we just have enough that it's part of the game, and people enjoy it.
Bernie, aside from his obvious skills as a hockey player, tell me a little bit about what you are impressed with when it comes to Eric Lindros that goes beyond what we see on the outside.
Well, the training camp, as a matter of fact, was the first time I met Eric, and everybody knows what Eric can do as a hockey player, and is a tremendous, he has a tremendous talent. But he's also, he's just as talented as a human being. You know, he's a very, very good person. You know, I had a chance, I talked to him almost every day, and he's such a nice person, and it's so refreshing to see such a big athlete like this to be such a good person. It's so nice to be around him.
It's nice to hear. We hope to have him on Sports Byline before too long. Again, congratulations on a fine career. It's good to talk to you, Bernie. A lot of fans have been asking to have you on, and as you can see, you do have a lot of fans around the country. Thank you for staying up with us tonight, and take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Bernie Perron, Hall of Fame goaltender, 15 years in the NHL. He was the guy that was in the net and gone to the anchor for the Philadelphia Flyers when they won back-to-back championships in 1974 and 1975. We'll take a break, come back on the other side, continue across the country and around the world with you on America's Sports Talk Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Well, Dick Williams has done it just about all of it, and he joins us tonight from Las Vegas. Which is more frustrating, Dick, managing a young baseball team or your golf game these days?
Well, I had a good front nine today, but the back, the wheels came off.
Yeah.
A young ball club? Well, I had a seniors league club this last winter, and I enjoyed that thoroughly.
There can't be anything more exciting to be with a contending ball club in the final month of the season, or anything more disappointing, I suppose, to be with a ball club that's about 20 games out in the final month of the season. You have been on both ends of it. What's it like?
Well, I don't think that thing applies anymore, Ron. There used to be a thing still called a salary drive for the player. Now he gets his money up front before he even accomplishes anything, and sometimes they don't accomplish it, and still they have the money. But more power to the player for getting that. That's the demise of the reserve clause caused that, and also arbitration and also agents.
One of the things that I've always liked about you is your directness. You talk very candidly about the players, about what they do and what they don't do. As you see the trend of a tail kind of wagging the dog, in a sense, as far as player-manager-player-team relationship, does that disturb you in any way? Are we moving too far away from the way it should be instead of the way that it actually is these days?
Well, listen, I don't deny the player getting all the money he can because his career is awful short, and the owners own forever and ever and ever, and they evidently have been making a ton of money for many years, and then when the television contracts came in, they made more. So let the player get the money, but let the player give an honest day's work, too, and give it the best he's got. Leave his feet to go after a ball. Play when he's hurt, but a lot of them won't do that because they want longevity now. They want to keep getting that money, and that's why you see ballplayers going into their 40s playing.
How much better can the players actually get, though?
Well, they're bigger, they're stronger, the equipment is better. The good player in this era could have played in any era, and I think the good player back in the olden days could have played in any era also. The only thing is you're diluting the talent. The ball clubs have a lot of AA and AAA players playing in the Major League now, making a ton of money. More power to them.
What are the dynamics of managing in a place like, say, New York compared to a place like Oakland, or does it not have any dynamics just because of the makeup of the ownership?
Well, I worked under Charlie for 3 years. You know, after you leave, you reflect on how he operated a ball club. He was operating out of Chicago, and we were in Oakland, so naturally we had to do a lot of our talking by phone. But it was a 24-hour deal. Now, they said I had to be crazy leaving there to go to work for George. Well, maybe I was. It didn't happen, although it was going to happen. I think Charlie Finley was brilliant. I've only known George as a fellow that I've been to a football game with, been to parties with, and he was a host a number of times, and I think he was a tremendous man. I've never worked for the man, so I really can't say.
Mm-hmm. Managing styles really interest me in the sense, Dick, that when you were with Oakland, that was a team that was very feisty off the field, but when they got across the lines, they really became very cohesive. Do you have to adjust your managing style for the personality of the team as you went around and managed the different teams?
Well, you better know your personnel, what they can do, what they can't do. You hope the chemistry is there among the players themselves, and it certainly was at Oakland. My job was really made easy at Oakland because the players in total probably disliked Finley and didn't have time to dislike me. It worked out well. But Charlie did a lot of good things also for the players. And if you needed a player, for the manager, if I needed a player, he might have two or three available and let me take my pick.
Mm-hmm. I've often said it's one thing to get to the playoffs, no matter what the sport might be. It's another thing to win in the playoffs. Is that a fair statement to make?
Yes, I think the playoffs now are actually tougher to get through them and get into the series. The series is sort of an aftermath now. I think the winning the playoff is the big thing. You fight all year, 162 ball games. Now that's the big thing. Winning the whole league, whether it be the National League or the American League, in that seven-game playoff, and then it's like the icing on the cake, the World Series. You'd like to win it, but it isn't a matter of life or death.
Doesn't seem to matter what the team is or what the sport is. You'll always hear a front office person or a manager say, you have to have that person, that presence in the clubhouse. Now, explain how that features into the picture.
Well, you want a fellow that's been there before. That's the big thing. It isn't necessarily a fellow that's had a lot of experience. For example, taking Ernie Banks, who was a tremendous ball player, the poor guy, and Billy Williams. They never got into a World Series. And these are Hall of Famers, tremendous players. You want that fella who's a senior member that has been there before. And
with the Oakland A's, you belied that statement, though, in a sense. You had a very young club, and yet it didn't seem like they were even bothered at all by the fact that they, or awed by the fact that they were in such a pressure situation.
Well, it was a loosey-goosey club. They had a lot of fun. The chemistry was there. They may have had problems off the field now and then, but once they were in the clubhouse and crossed over in that uniform and crossed into fair territory, they played as a unit. I think it was highly overstated by the media that they were a ragtag bunch of misfits that fought. We didn't have that much fighting in our clubhouse, but not any more than any other club, except we were contenders. They never write about the last place club. They always write about the club that's in the process of winning it or coming close to winning it. And that's the way our ball club was.
Having the hands-on approach that George Steinbrenner had, and you can compare that certainly to Finley, you pointed out that the A's, really that brought the A's together because they hated Finley almost as much as anything. But what about Steinbrenner? That seemed to have an opposite effect.
Well, I really can't speak for that situation. Here again, we were out in Oakland where the media is at a low, it's not a big market area. Now you're going to the biggest market area in the world, and you're fighting not only the people in your division and your league, but you're also fighting another club, the Mets, for the headlines, all the big things in the huge market. So he had a double duty thing now. He took the good publicity with the bad publicity. I can't knock George Steinbrenner, although I know a lot of people are taking shots at him. He has a pretty good piece of valuable property there.
Okay, Douglas, Fall River, Massachusetts.
Thanks, Ron. Real thrill to talk to Dick. He's a big folk hero back here in New England, especially his relationship with our hometown hero, Russ Gibson. And I'd like to ask him three quick questions. One, how does a manager who takes the worst team in baseball, the Boston Red Sox of the mid-60s, worse than the New York Mets, to a world champion, well, to the World Series in 67, and then get fired soon thereafter. The big talk around here has always been, it had a lot to do with number 8. And, Dick, could you give me a quick comment on Raleigh Fingers and Tony Conigliaro? Thank you.
First of all, I talk about that quite a bit in my book, my Boston chapter, and it would be best just to read the book and find out. I enjoy New England. I love New England. Russ Gibson is a good personal friend of mine that was able to break into the major leagues that year. In 1967, he did a heck of a job for us. Carl probably had the best year I have ever watched a professional major leaguer have in all phases of the game, running, throwing, fielding, hitting with power. And he just did it all. Anytime we had someone on base, we knew Yaz was going to drive him in. He had nothing to do with my firing, nothing at all.
What about Conigliaro?
It was a tragic thing that happened to Tony. Tony and I never did get along. I was supposed to be his roommate in 1964 when Johnny Pesky had the club. Unfortunately, I never saw too much of Tony. He was young, single, good-looking. It was going to be a tremendous talent, the youngest player in Major League history to hit 100 home runs. It's tragic what happened to him. He was so aggressive, he would guard that plate, and a ball took off and got him, and that more or less ended his career. And it's a shame what followed, too. But Tony Conigliaro was a tremendous talent, and it's just a shame that things happened the way they did.
Was Kurt Bavakwa the funniest player you ever played or you managed in the major leagues?
Well, I had George Thomas also at Boston. I also had Bill Lee at Boston and Montreal. These players of Bavakwa, Lee, Thomas, their type, they're great on a ball club. They're the extra man. Well, in Lee's case, he was a starting pitcher for me up at Montreal and was a great competitor, and he still is in the senior league. But these type of players, the Bavakwas and the George Thomases, they're necessary on a ball club. They can play any place on the field for you, and they keep the other fellows loose. They're good to have on a ball club.
Yeah. Did they ever do anything to you, or was it directed mostly at their fellow players?
Well, they do things to the manager also. but you're aware of these things that go on. Heck, then Bert Blylevin, who's one of the biggest jokesters and tricksters around. Catfish Hunter was that way with the Oakland ball club.
That's funny. Let's go to Beckley, West Virginia. Ron, your turn.
Hi, Dick.
How you doing?
All right. I'd like to get your opinion on something. Do you think today that the money paid out to ball players is ruining the game of baseball? And what I mean by that is it seems like when a pitcher is doing his job and he throws the ball tight, the hitter automatically wants to rush him out and get in a big brawl.
I think the fraternity among all the players is no one wants to get hurt, so the hitter doesn't want to have the ball thrown inside. He doesn't want to get hit, so he's going to fight for his rights. He doesn't want to be incapacitated where he's not going to be able to make these millions of dollars. So I guess you can't blame the player. The player will not play now, 90% of them, if they're slightly injured. They won't take that risk because they want the future income to keep coming.
Right. Okay. Thank you, and good luck on your book.
Dan, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hello there, Ron and Dick. Do you think that the National League and American League will ever get together on the DH rule?
Well, I think it should be decided one way or the other. I personally don't like it, but I've managed in the American League and I've managed in the National League. I think there's more activity as far as a manager is concerned without the DH, more moves he has to make. I think it has hurt a lot of pitchers. Because of the DH, they may go that extra 7th, 8th, and 9th inning when maybe they shouldn't. But they don't have to take them out because you don't have to pinch hit for them. It's a rule that had its merits at the beginning when you kept a Hank Aaron around and an Al Kaline and a Tommy Davis and people like that, especially Aaron getting over into the American League where a lot of people never saw him play in person. They had a chance for a couple of years to see him play. So that was good, but then again, when, for example, Billy Martin's ball club at Oakland, they had 92 complete games. That's unheard of, and if those five pitchers didn't last too long after that.
Dick, I'm looking forward to having you in the studio when you come through the West Coast here in San Francisco. As always, you've been very kind to us, and I look forward to saying hi to you again and having you on the show.
Ron, my pleasure. Anytime.
Take care, and keep hitting the ball down the fairway, okay?
With a little fade.
Dick Williams with us this hour on Sports Byline USA. We will take a break here. Come back on the other side. I'll take a check on the late numbers, and we'll wrap things up on Sports Byline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Another check of the numbers in the NBA. Overtime win for Toronto, 122-120 for Chicago. But the big news here, Lopez and Ibaka each got ejected for fighting. It was Brooklyn 98, Detroit 96, Brooke Lopez with 29 and the winning basket with a second left. Miami runs past Phoenix 112-97, hitting 11 threes and seven players in double figures, led by Whiteside with 23. New Orleans slips past Memphis 95-82. Pelicans win it by outscoring the Grizzlies 32-13 in the third quarter, and Golden State picks up their sixth straight victory as they down Dallas 112-87. Steph Curry had 17 points. Over on the ice in the NHL, Washington doubling up Calgary 4-2. Ovechkin, goal number 30 and two assists. Ottawa slips past Boston 3-2. Senators scored in each period to win their 40th game. In overtime, it was New Jersey 3 and New York Rangers 2. Devils win it with a goal in the overtime period. Pittsburgh 3-1 over Buffalo. Nick Bonino scored the go-ahead goal in that one. Carolina 4-3 over Florida. The big news, Skinner with a couple of goals. Arizona 5, Tampa Bay 3. Coyotes come from behind, win it with 3 in the third period. And Mantha's 16th goal in the overtime period wins it for Detroit 2-1 over Montreal. That's your sports update.
Patroni Vineyards produces Paggio Ella Pietra, California's first gold medal-winning Sangiovese Grosso grape, cloned from Italy's Brunello di Montesino. To enjoy Paggio Ella Pietra's rich, seductive flavors, visit PatroniVineyards.com and become a wine club member today.
We talked with a couple of Hall of Famers this hour. Bernie Parent with us. Of course, Bernie, NHL Hall of Famer, outstanding goalkeeper. And if you take a look at the Flyers, they have retired his number one. And we shared with you out of our library, since it's almost the start of the Major League season, Dick Williams. Dick Williams not only playing double-digit years in Major League Baseball, but also the same as a manager. And when he was the manager of the Oakland A's, that was back in the 70s when they won three straight World Series championships. He was the manager for two of those three World Championships for the Oakland A's. I'm Ron Barr. Good to have you with us on Sports Byline.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk, a special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.
USA Radio News with Tammy Rose.
Fines and suspensions are likely coming after a skirmish broke out between the Bulls and Raptors in Toronto. It happened with just under 4 minutes left in the third quarter of Tuesday's game when Raptors center Serge Ibaka and Bulls Robin Lopez got into an altercation. Both players were ejected. Police in Chicago are hunting for several men suspected of streaming a game rape on Facebook. Authorities say a 15-year-old girl was the victim and the crime was broadcast to at least 40 people through Facebook Live. None of those people viewing the crime reported it to authorities, and police only learned about it when the girl's mother approached Chicago police. Airlines across the country are expecting more than 145 million passengers to fly by the end of April 30th. According to Airlines for America, this is an increase of 4% as compared to the same time last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara has a new job less than 2 weeks after being fired by the Trump administration. Ethan Harp reports.
Bharara is joining NYU's law school as a distinguished scholar in residence starting next month. The move follows speculation Bharara might run for public office after investigating Wall Street, Albany, and New York City Hall. He was the only one of 46 U.S. attorneys who refused the order to offer his resignation to Attorney General Jeff Sessions earlier this month. Bharara says he'll continue to address, quote, honest government, national security, civil rights, and corporate accountability.
A Philadelphia district attorney is being indicted on corruption charges. Seth Williams was charged with more than 20 counts related to bribery and fraud. He's accused of getting tens of thousands of dollars worth of bribes from businessmen in exchange for performing official acts for them. For more news making headlines across the country, go to westernjournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Two New Jersey men are arrested in the killings of two others found dead in a burning car owned by a Real Housewives of New Jersey star. Lisa G. reports.
26-year-old Clarence Williams and 28-year-old Jerry Thomas are in custody on a slew of charges, including felony murder. 27-year-old Aaron Anderson and 25-year-old Antonio Vega Jr. were found shot execution style in the burning car in Patterson early Friday morning. DuPaola's son, Chris, had apparently asked Anderson to drive him to the airport and to then hang on to the car until he flew back home. Police say they don't know what the motive for the shooting was, but there are reports drugs could have been involved.
Amazon continues to up the ante in home deliveries of its products. Sharon Reed reports.
Next time you need something, ask Amazon's digital assistant.
Alexa, order more AA batteries.
Okay. And you might be able to get your order within a couple of hours. Amazon's telling its Prime Now customers that they can get two-hour delivery of tens of thousands of items ordered through Alexa. The initial stage of this two-hour delivery will not include bigger items or things like electronics.
A friend of South Carolina church shooter Dylan Roof has been sentenced to 27 months in federal prison. A judge handed down the sentence against Joey Meek for lying to the FBI. Meek was arrested for denying that Roof had shared plans to stage a massacre at a historically black church in Charleston. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Live, worldwide, Sports Byline USA. And here's host, Ron Barr.
And wherever you might be across the country and around the world, I'm Ron Barr. Good to have you with us for this hour of America's Sports Talk Show. A special shout out going to our servicemen and servicewomen, wherever they may be serving around the world. Because AFN, the American Forces Network, has been a part of the Sports Byline Network. The second year that we started, back in 1989, they joined us. And, of course, we've been over to Iraq and Afghanistan and to Germany and elsewhere around the world a number of times, broadcasting the show, letting the troops co-host each hour when we're over there in their neck of the woods. So, again, I want to send out the very best to them. By the way, are you into sports video games? If you are, we've got a great show for you on the weekend on the Sports Byline Network. Rick Tittle hosts the show. It's called the Video Game Review Show. And you know what? You think about it for a second. Oh, video games. But you know what? They are a big, big thing around the world. He gets calls from everywhere around the world, people listening off the internet and listening off of AFN. So you may want to check that out. That's on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. That is on the West Coast. That would make it midnight on the East Coast. And it's the Video Game Review Show with Rick Tittle. We're going to be talking sports broadcasting this hour with a father and son act. They are really very talented broadcasters, and they're pioneers in a sense. I say that because Marty Brenneman has been around for a long time. But if you think about the father and sons that broadcast professional sports, of course, most people know Jack and Joe Buck, the Albert family, Skip and Chip Carey come to mind as well. But Marty Brenneman is the longtime radio voice of the Cincinnati Reds, and his catchphrase is, "This one belongs to the Reds." And he broke into radio doing play-by-play with the Virginia Squires of the American Basketball Association, got his first job as far as a radio play-by-play announcer in the minor leagues with the Norfolk Tides, and then in 1974, he jumped up to the major leagues, replacing Al Michaels as the Cincinnati Reds play-by-play announcer. He has done many sports and also called many of the great moments in sports, and now he is teamed with his son, doing the radio and television for the Cincinnati Reds. Tom Brenneman, of course, you know, doing Fox Sports, NFL football broadcasts, and Major League Baseball broadcasts as well. A very talented sportscaster in his own right. So we're going to be talking with father and son broadcasters, Marty Brenneman and Tom Brenneman, this hour as we continue on Sports Byline.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint. And during Pro Appreciation Week, all pros get gold status with 20% off pro-grade paint, stains, and primers. Plus, 5-gallon buckets of Kills 2 latex primer start at just $69.94. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. And during Pro Appreciation Week, pros that paint save even more with gold status. Now through March 26th, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Available in-store while supplies last. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
This is America's Sports Talk Show. Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
If you look across the landscape of sports broadcasting, there's only a handful of father and son broadcasters. And, of course, we think of Jack and Joe Buck. But you have to add to that list Marty Brenneman and his son Tom Brenneman. Marty, of course, the longtime radio voice of the Cincinnati Reds. In 1970, he received his first job as a play-by-play announcer for the Virginia Squires of the American Basketball Association. In 71, he began his career as a baseball announcer for the Norfolk Tides. And also in 1974, he was selected among 200 applicants to succeed Al Michaels as the Cincinnati Reds play-by-play announcer on WLW Radio. He has won the Hall of Fame's Ford C. Frick Award for his contributions to baseball. And Marty Brenneman joins us on Sports Byline. You know, Marty, when I take a look at your career, I know it started back in North Carolina. Tell me a little bit about the early days of Marty Brenneman in sports broadcasting.
Well, that's a good question, Ron. I went to the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill to get a communications degree. And when I got out of school, I was married and had two kids, and Tom being one of them. And I got a job in television in High Point, North Carolina, because I couldn't find a radio job. And 6 months after that, I got a radio job in a small radio station, WSTP Radio, in Salisbury, North Carolina, between Charlotte and Greensboro. And that was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, because I did small college football and basketball, Catawba College and Livingstone College. I did American Legion Baseball, which was the first baseball play-by-play I ever did. And I worked there for 5 years and then got the job to go to Norfolk, Virginia, and do the Virginia Squires, who had moved out of Washington, D.C. And then, as you mentioned, I did AAA baseball for the Tides for 3 years before I got the chance to succeed Al and come to Cincinnati.
You know, when you take a look at those early days, is there anything that has been a carryover throughout your entire career that you can think has been part of the foundation of Marty Brenneman's broadcasting career for all the success you've had, Marty?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and Tom and I used to talk about it all the time, because Tom had a very quick rise to the big leagues with a limited amount of experience. In my case, you know, I got a chance to go to a small town in Salisbury and try to improve upon my craft without any great pressure to be any good, because I wasn't making enough money to be any good. And it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me, because I got a chance to do as much play-by-play sports and football and basketball and baseball as I possibly could do. And when the chance came for me to move up, you know, to do the ABA with Julius Erving and George Gervin and Charlie Scott and the Virginia team in the ABA, and then do AAA baseball, my foundation was sensational. And if I'd have had a chance to move up quicker, as Tom and Joe Buck did, I would have gone the route that I did, because I think the foundation I got from working in small town radio was the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
That job with the Virginia Squires, you worked with a friend of mine, I believe, Al Bianchi.
Oh, let me tell you, Al and I had some great times together for the years that he coached the Squires. He was one of my dear friends, and I learned so much from him. In fact, I was talking with somebody about him the other day. I've not seen Al in probably 10 years or more, and I ask him periodically. I saw Dan Issel a short time ago and asked Dan if he ever crossed paths with Al, and he said Al was doing fine. Al was wonderful to me and really, really helped me as far as my career is concerned. I have nothing but great memories of Al Bianchi.
You know, when you think about the mechanics of doing basketball and think about the mechanics of doing baseball, compare for me for just a moment, Marty, about the challenges of each. Because one, you've got bang-bang type of action. That would be the basketball. The other, of course, you've got a lot of downtime in baseball. Tell me about developing your talents in each of those sports.
Well, that's a good question. I liken doing basketball, whether it be on the pro level or the college level, to winding up, and hockey would fall in, although I've never done it, but it would be a parallel. Winding up a wind up toy and turning him loose at 7:30 when the ball went in the air, or 8 o'clock when the puck was dropped, or whatever, and then he goes nonstop for two and a half hours. Baseball, which I still maintain is the closest thing to a pure art form that there is in play-by-play sports, because nothing happens until the pitcher throws the ball. And if you can't ad-lib and ad-lib cogently, then you can't do baseball. It's amazing. I've had college coaches say to me, "You've got the easiest job in the world." And I said, "Why?" "Because you're sitting up there talking about baseball." I said, "You know, I'll give you a chance to come up and do one half an inning. All you got to do is get three outs. And I want to see you handle that play." And I'd let one coach do that. And when it was finished, he was drenched in perspiration. And he said to me, "That's the hardest thing I've ever had to do." I think physically, basketball, and I'm sure hockey, takes it out of you more. But I think baseball is the toughest sport of all to do if you're going to do it well.
Marty, do you believe that the time you spent doing minor league baseball with the Norfolk Tides really gave you a good foundation for the major leagues? Now, I say that because I think there's something romantic and there's something special about minor league baseball that maybe has been lost, especially with the money at the major league level. Would you agree with me with that?
Oh, at 110%. And I was fortunate. When I hear about guys that worked in the bushes, so to speak, and worked double A or class A baseball, that's a tough road to hoe. I was lucky because when I started professionally, I started the triple A level where, for the most part, we flew everywhere unless we were going between Richmond and Norfolk. But I truly believe that, for my money, the best guys that come out of that enter into Major League Baseball today are guys who plied their talent and honed their talents working at the minor league level. And that's why I push like the dickens. Anytime I get a chance to give a young guy a chance to work at the big league level, if he's paid the price of working in the minor leagues. I've been a strong opponent over the years for guys that, because they batted 320 or 330 lifetime or 310 lifetime and hit 500 home runs, they automatically qualify to be a baseball broadcaster. I'm totally opposed to that, as opposed to giving a young guy a chance who has spent 5 or 10 or 15 or more years honing his skills working minor league baseball. That's where it all starts, and that's working at the minor league level.
I mentioned about 1974 when you were selected to be the broadcaster for the Cincinnati Reds. 200-plus applicants. What do you think was the deciding factor? Did you ever find out what the deciding factor was for why they picked you?
Yeah, for my money, it's because I work cheaper than the rest of them. You know, they got down to three broadcasters, and the two that I was competing against unknowingly were guys that were already Major League Baseball broadcasters. One of whom was the number one announcer. When I got the job, and in retrospect, I really felt, as I look back on it over the years, that, I was fortunate because they were highly successful 3 years earlier in giving Al Michaels a chance, bringing him out of Hawaii where he was doing the Islanders games, and giving him a chance, and it worked well then. And they felt like they could do it again in bringing a guy to the minor leagues, as was the case with me, and making me the lead announcer in Cincinnati. So I jokingly say because I work cheaper, but I really felt that what Al did paved the way for me to get an opportunity because they were so successful with bringing him out of the minor leagues.
Your hiring paired you with a former Reds pitcher, Joe Nucksaw, and I'm just wondering what your first impression was of him when you got into the broadcast booth.
Well, the funny thing is the first time I ever met him was on February the 1st, 1974, which was my first day on the job. And I met him at a photography studio in Dayton, Ohio, because they were going to take some, pictures for glossy prints of Joe and I together and Joe and I separately. And when I was introduced to him, the first thing I said was, "I have your baseball card." And I did because I was a big baseball card collector at one time. And out of that was born a relationship that, Ron, I can't even begin to describe in words how close Joe and I were. We worked 31 years together. That's longer than anybody for a full season for 31 straight years has ever worked together, a tandem, as far as Major League Baseball broadcasting is concerned. And the first game that we ever did, regular season, was against the Atlanta Braves opening day 1974. And in the top of the first inning of the first game that I ever broadcast during the regular year, Henry Aaron tied Babe Ruth's home run record. And when the inning ended, the first thing Joe said to me was, "What in the hell do you do for an encore?" And I said, "You know what? I don't know. But we had the relationship that we had. We were closer than brothers. I was blessed with working with him for 31 years because I learned so much from him, had so much respect and love for him that it was just a very, very special relationship. And as I said, I was blessed to have been able to sit next to him for 162 games over 31 years.
Marty Brenneman is with us. We're talking about his career, and we'll talk a little bit later on about his son's career, Tom Brenneman. As we continue across the country and around the world, we've got you on America's sports talk show, Sports Byline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use smart fares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our smart fares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call smart fares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for
undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere.
Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Marty Brenneman has joined us on Sports Byline USA, the longtime radio voice of the Cincinnati Reds, and we were talking about his broadcasting partner for 31 years, Joe Nuxall. But it was the second game with the Cincinnati Reds that you came up with your famous phrase, "And this one belongs to the Reds." Was that something that just came natural, or how did it come about, Marty?
Well, you know, the people others have written it was the second game. I don't know precisely when it was. I think it was in the first couple of weeks of the season, and the club was playing at home. I don't even remember who it was against, but Davey Concepcion, of course, was the shortstop of that club, part of the Big Red Machine. And it was in the bottom of the ninth or the bottom of an extra inning, and he got a base hit to win the game. And it just came out. I mean, it was not planned. It was not preconceived. There was nothing planned at all by the phrase. It was just spontaneous. And as I was driving home that night from the ballpark, I reflected back upon it and thought, you know what? That might not be a bad way to end every game that they win. And, you know, it's something that has stood me in very good stead, but not nearly would it have had the impact that it did had it been with a club that did not win with great regularity. And obviously, in 74, they finished second to the Dodgers, and then they won it all in 75 and 76. So I said it a lot. And the only mistake I made was not getting it copyrighted. I wish I'd done it at the time, but I didn't. But If Marty Brenneman has any kind of legacy when my career ends, it'll be something that probably will include that phrase after each Reds win.
And some of the highlights from Marty's broadcasting career include Hank Aaron's record-tying 714th career home run in 74, Pete Rose's 4,192nd career hit in 85, Tim Browning's perfect game in 88, Ken Griffey's 500th career home run in 2004 and his 600th in 2008. And, of course, you were behind the mic for the Reds World Series victories in 75, 76, and 1990. You know, when somebody has been associated with so many great moments, and longtime broadcasters certainly have been, I'm just wondering, Marty, have you ever sat back and thought about how much you've been a part of, and what do those moments mean to Marty Brenneman, having called them?
Well, you know, I've been privileged and blessed to be a part of or to watch great ball clubs. I know the Sporting News recently had an anniversary issued, and they selected the 75 Reds as the second greatest team of all time, second only to the 27 Yankees, and then the 1990 club with Barry Larkin and Eric Davis and that bunch that won the World Series, beating Pittsburgh in the playoffs and Oakland in four straight in the World Series. And then the Griffey home runs. And I've been a part of great events. I've been a part of great clubs. I've been associated with great players. I've been truly blessed. Excuse me. Never would I have dreamed, one, that in coming to Cincinnati in 1974, I'd be entering my 39th season in 2012. And the other part of it was to have been a part of, great clubs and great players, as I have been, in truly the greatest place that I've ever lived. Born and raised in the South, but coming to the Midwest as I did in 1974. And if I could have chosen a career and a route, a path in which I would have taken, I couldn't have picked a better way to go than the way I've gone.
I think you know as well as I do, Marty, it's always tough to follow in the footsteps of a father who has been successful. And in the case of Tom, he certainly has followed in your footsteps. In 2006, the Reds rehired him to join you in the broadcast booth, as well as do play-by-play on the television starting in the 2007 season. I'm just wondering, as he was coming up, and he has talked to me a little bit about the early growing up years and being around you and everything, what did you think about him possibly following in your footsteps or doing the same thing that you were doing?
Ron, I never thought about it. I've been witness to fathers who have put pressure on their kids to follow in their footsteps, and oftentimes it's something that has backfired because the youngster has done it unwillingly and it didn't work out. And so I made a decision many years ago when Tom was young that I would never put any pressure on him or his daughter or his sister Dawn or my youngest daughter Ashley to put any pressure on them to do whatever they could do whatever they wanted to do. And during Tom's junior year in college, he one day matter-of-factly said to me, "I think I want to do what you do." And I said, "That's great." Never having any idea that he had the talent that he obviously has and has just had an incredible career, a career that really has brought us even closer and closer and closer together because, we had a common bond. And the one thing I determined after he decided to get into this business and that I realized that he had an incredible amount of talent and aptitude for it was the fact that, I would never, ever offer any criticism unless he asked for it. And there have been, it's amazing and it's really heartwarming to me that now when he does an NFL football game for Fox, if he doesn't call me after the game before he comes home, or he'll call me the next day and he said, "Did you get a chance to see the game? Yes. What did you think?" And I will offer my opinion. I'm thrilled to death that he's had the success that he's had. But the most important thing about it all is that even though he's had an incredible amount of success locally and nationally, he's a hell of a guy. I mean, he is a truly good person who is respectful of other people, who has never gotten a big head over the success that he's had in this broadcast business. And that's probably the thing that I'm more proud of, that he's a good person, on top of the fact that he's a heck of a good broadcaster.
I asked him, Marty, what he thought was probably the groundwork for your success, and he said his passion and his honesty. And I said, "Well, what's it like to work in the broadcast booth with him when you're both doing a game?" He says, "Well, I always drop by about 30 minutes early and throw out something that I know will get him riled up."
Yeah, let me tell you something. And he could not tell you anything truer because he can push my hot button better than anybody I've ever been around. And I know he's doing it, but I can't help myself. We have the kind of relationship that's basically like a couple of brothers as opposed to a father and a son. And he'll come into the radio. He's right. He'll come into the radio booth about 30 minutes before the game. And, he'll say something to get me going. And I realize what he's doing, and I can't help myself. And then before he leaves, I'll tell him, "You know what, nobody's going to be listening to a damn thing you people say on TV tonight because they're going to be listening to us on the radio and watching the television." So we have it's an incredible. I would hope that every father and son had the kind of relationship that Tom and I have because it's special. He's my only son. He's had great success in the business that I've been fortunate enough and blessed enough to be in for all these years going back to 1965. And nobody's happier for the success that he's had than I am.
We got about 90 seconds left, Marty, but have you thought about the fact that you and Tom, as broadcasters of the Cincinnati Reds, which is one of those storied franchises in Major League Baseball, that you're kind of the keeper of the legacy, that it's really important for you and all the fans that follow baseball, and particularly the Reds, that you are able to give them a feel for the legacy and also the love of the game? Do you get that sense when you're doing a broadcasting game?
You know, I don't know that I think about that, Ron. I do when I'm in a reflective type of mood. I'm just thankful that he's in this town and that this is a place that he's wanted to be more than anywhere else. He was in Chicago. He was in Arizona. But he's a Cincinnati guy, and I'm thrilled to death that he was able to come back home and work in this town. I think he'll be broadcasting Reds baseball long after I'm gone. And the legacy of father and son, that's the thing that I'm really, really proud of, because he thought enough of my industry to decide that this is what he wanted to do for a career also.
In about 45 seconds, I'd be amiss if I didn't ask you for your thoughts and remembrances of the late Sparky Anderson.
Well, it was special. He was one of my dear friends in life. I could talk forever about what he meant to me. He and Joe Nuxhall were the two most important factors in my early years in Cincinnati. He was just a special person who had no ego, had great success, who loved everybody, and everybody loved him. And he'll be remembered for many, many, many years since he's passed away because of the goodness of the person that we're talking about.
Marty, I want to thank you very much for talking about your fine career, but also about your fine son as well. He is a gentleman, and he is also a fine professional broadcaster following in the footsteps of his professional father. Marty, thanks a lot for joining us on Sports Byline.
My pleasure, Ron. Thanks very much.
Marty Brenneman, the longtime radio voice of the Cincinnati Reds, and again, that famous catchphrase, and this one belongs to the Reds. He began his broadcasting career down in North Carolina. And when we come back on the other side, his son Tom Brenneman is going to join us. Tom, of course, outstanding broadcaster for the Fox Sports Network doing baseball and NFL football. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
It's said that the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree, and in the case of Marty Brenneman, that means his son Tom Brenneman is also a sportscaster, a very successful one for the Fox Sports Network doing NFL football and Major League Baseball. He also does basketball, college football, and is a TV and radio broadcaster for the Cincinnati Reds alongside his dad. And he also was the first voice of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Tom, at what point as you were growing up did you realize what your dad did for a living?
Well, I think I realized very early on what he did for a living. When he was broadcasting minor league baseball, I'd have a chance when we were living in Norfolk, Virginia, and he was broadcasting the Tidewater Tides games. I'd go with him on a semi-regular basis, not all the time, because I was very, very young. I'd get a chance to go to the ballpark from time to time. And, you know, I think where it really kind of hit home was when he living in the same area, Ron, he was doing the Virginia Squires in the old ABA, the American Basketball Association. And that Squires team had Julius Erving, George Gervin, and Charlie Scott on the same team. And I had a chance to actually be a ball boy for the visiting teams that would come in to play the Squires. And I think that's where it sort of really opened my eyes that, wow, this is a pretty cool job.
What did you recognize about the job? What was it that first impressed you about broadcasting that really has stayed with you to today, Tom?
You know, I think having a chance to be around so many, what turn out to be some of the biggest names in sports history. As a very young man, you know, whether it was Tom Seaver, whether it was Artis Gilmore or Julius Erving or George Gervin or Dan Issel, you know, right on down the line. And then when my dad had the chance to get the Cincinnati Reds job, Sparky Anderson, I would go into the office on a regular basis while my dad would do the pregame show with him. Pete Rose, Johnny Bench, Joe Morgan. You know, I knew all these guys on a first-name basis, Ron, when I was 10, 11, 12 years old. And I think the one thing that carried over more than anything is I saw as such a young person, as a child, that these guys really were just regular guys, no different, the old cliche about, you know, they put their pants on one leg at a time. So as I was able to move forward in my broadcasting career, I think one thing that's really helped is I've never been envious, I've never been jealous, nor have I ever been in awe of who these guys are. I certainly admire everything they do and what they're able to do, that's for sure. But I've never been just awestruck by them, and I think in a lot of ways it's helped with my relationships with the players and the managers as time has gone by in my career.
What was it that struck you about the way your dad prepared and his style of presentation that kind of still stays with you as well, Tom?
Well, he tells it like it is. I think it's safe to say, and, you know, the only guy I think looking back, and I'm not going to pretend to know all the broadcasters of all the Major League Baseball teams through the years, but certainly baseball on radio is sort of the gold standard, if you will, of all professional sports broadcasting. Generally, the guys who do the baseball on radio going way back are the guys that all the rest of us look up to and wish we were as good as. And I think it's safe to say that, you know, maybe there's one or two other guys. I'm not sure I know their names, but I don't know if anybody's ever told it like it is more than my dad does. And I think that's one thing I've always very much admired about him. It's got him in some hot water, not necessarily with management, because he's been extremely blessed to work for people in Cincinnati that have never really, you know, tried to monitor or censor some of the things that he has said about his own team through the years. So I think that maybe more than anything else, but I tell you what, boy, he's a mighty good announcer. You know, for guys like me who are still trying to work, you know, my way up in this business and try to make a name for yourself and do the best you can, when you turn on a baseball game in the middle of summer, it's very easy for a lot of guys to get bored with it, especially if you're broadcasting for a team that maybe isn't having a good year. I still don't think there's anybody right now today that on a Major League Baseball game on the radio that is his equal today.
I think
not saying of all time. I'm just saying today.
I think you know as well as I do that the people that do television cannot necessarily do radio, but the people that do radio can usually make that transition to television. You've been able to do both very successfully. What is the magic of being able to do both? Because the skill set is different, Tom.
I think you just have to remember where you are, Ron. You know, it's easy for me to say because I've had the opportunity to do both. And I think it's not so much that guys who have done TV can't do the radio. I think oftentimes that guys who have done TV have only done TV, and they've never been given the chance to do the radio. I've been so fortunate to have a chance to really do a little bit of both even now. And so I think it's more of a case of just remembering where you are. On the radio, there are certain things you have to do all the time. You have to give a score. You have to sort of paint the picture of what's going on in the ballpark. What's the ballpark look like? What's stadium look like? What's the outfield dimensions look like? What are the colors of the uniforms? What's the count? Who's on base? How many outs? All those things on television, meanwhile, are pretty much right there on the screen for everybody to see. And so on radio play-by-play of a sport, the play-by-play guy is the man. On television, I think you have to be smart enough to realize that it is an analyst-driven game, baseball, football, all of them. And so you're extremely fortunate, and Lord knows I have been, to work with some of the best analysts that there have been in the history of television. You know, whether you're talking about Tim McCarver, I've worked a lot of games with him. Bob Brenly, who I think has been as good as anybody as there's been in the last 20, 25 years of broadcasting. Steve Stone. On the television side, Steve Lyons, who was a very dynamic guy. And, you know, in football, I've had a chance to work with Brian Billick for a number of years, who's very much an up-and-coming guy, Troy Aikman. And there have been others. So when you've got a partner who you know can carry the ball, and you just turn around and hand it off to him, if you have confidence and know that he can get it in the end zone, then, you know, you probably ought to be smart enough just to keep handing him the ball.
What's the best piece of advice, Tom, that your dad, Marty, gave you as far as broadcasting advice?
I just think you have to be who you are and not try to be somebody else. You know, some guys, personalities are different. It doesn't matter what walk of life we're in. There are people who are more subdued, that are more laid back. There are extremely type A guys who are really uptight and on the edge. And there are guys who like to laugh, who like to have fun, who are very passionate people. I would certainly consider myself to be a very passionate guy. And, I, you know, at times I've been heavily criticized for perhaps being too passionate about, you know, certain people in the sport or the way they play a game, or maybe from criticizing guys the way they play a game. But you know what? That's who I am. And so, you know, I'd like to think that there are times where you maybe clean up the language a little bit, but you know that somebody could maybe sit next to me at a bar and have a beer and maybe be close to the same guy that they're watching on TV.
Take me into the broadcast booth on a Saturday afternoon. Cincinnati Reds are playing anybody in the National League. Your dad is beside you. You're both working the game. Tell me what that atmosphere is like, Tom.
Well, my dad is a very, Ron, you've known my dad for many, many years. And, you know, he's a very loud, obnoxious guy who loves to laugh and carry on and hold court, so to speak. And so, you know, I often, you know, hear it from other people that have worked with him for years or some that have just worked with him for the last number of years. You know, I'm able to get away with a lot more with him than a lot of other guys do. So, you know, I can put the ball on the tee, so to speak, and say something that I know is going to get him fired up, which you know will send him off the deep end in a funny showmanship sort of way, and I think those are the best times. You know, I make it a point even when I'm doing the game on television and he's doing the game on radio to, you know, we'll have dinner together every night before the game, but I'll always make it a point about half an hour, 45 minutes before the game, just to go in the booth. And have a good 15-20 minutes of just finding a way to sort of prod him a little bit and find out what has him sort of worked up on that particular day. And I'll hit the right button, and then, of course, I'll turn around and walk out the door.
Let's talk about capturing the moment. Your dad certainly has been associated with a lot of great moments in baseball, including Hank Aaron's record-tying 714th career home run back in 1974. And capturing the moment is something always a challenge, I think, for most broadcasters. How do you approach it, Tom?
I don't know if there's necessarily a planned or, you know, sort of stock answer to approaching the big moment. Again, I think you have to be very aware of sort of what's going on. Oftentimes, the crowd is just the thing that you've got to let ride. You know, big pitches in a game, big downs in a game. On a third down, you're getting near the final minute. You know, you've got to understand sort of where everything is at that particular point in time. But then there are times you really have to deliver a call. You know, I think back to some of the ones that I've heard. You know, some people might like them, some people might not like them. But, you know, the Derek Jeter play in the division series where, you know, the ball trickles through and he picks it up and flips it to the catcher to get the runner out in the division series out in Oakland. You know, I was fortunate enough to be calling that game on Fox. The Boise State-Oklahoma game in the Fiesta Bowl and all that took place in the final number of minutes in that game. There are just moments where you don't need to say anything, and there are moments where, you know, you hope and you pray that you've kind of got the right call and it's a power-packed call to deliver it when it needs it, and then you can shut up and let the crowd take it.
I was going to ask you whether anticipation is an important aspect of calling a key play, one that's a surprising play, and also maybe just pausing a beat to be able to assimilate what has happened out on the field so that you make the correct call.
Well, you do, you know, and one of the things I've tried to learn through the years, Ron, because I tend to jump things quick. And, you know, when you jump them and you hit them right, you know, it looks pretty good. When you jump them and you hit them wrong, you really look bad. And Lord knows I've done my fair share of both through the years. I recall, you know, looking back now and, you know, one of the moments of my career that you really wish you could take back, was doing a national championship game between Florida and Oklahoma. And I lost track of what down it was. And, you know, I all of a sudden jump on it, thinking it was fourth down, and go into this big, you know, robust call about, you know, Florida's defense, you know, stands tall and stops the Gators drive or the Oklahoma drive, and they were still fourth down to go. And now you're sitting there going, oh, golly day, you know, how did that happen? But it happens. I mean, you know, look, you make mistakes. You know, I've always been I've always liked the guys who are out there willing to take the chance. You know, and it doesn't. And by nature, I'm a very conservative person. Whether it be with my lifestyle, whether it be with my politics, whether it be with my family and the ways I'd like to see them raised. But I've always admired the guys in our profession that are more the gunslinger kind of guy, if you can use that with a broadcaster. And you know, I've fallen prey into probably being one of those to a lesser extent, not with the Giants by any means. I don't want to make it sound that way. But, you know, I like that style. And it's worked sometimes, and it's blown up sometimes.
We have about a minute left, Tom. But when you think back to Ohio University and when you joined Station WATH and think about where you are, what you've accomplished and everything, what means the most to Tom Brenneman?
I'm so thankful and so grateful and thank God for every second that's happened to me, good, bad, and indifferent. You know, going back to those days, you know, heck, I hear movie stars, kids, you know, talk about, oh gosh, there was so much pressure and I couldn't get through it. My parents were famous and nobody talked to me. You know, my dad had a job that allowed me to be around a lot of situations and a lot of things a lot of kids dream about. And that held true as a very young man. It held true all the way through high school, through college, as I was starting my career, and even now. And I just look back, and I'm so grateful for the people who gave me the chance to be in the position. Because ultimately, there are a lot of people that are better announcers than I am and have been for 30, 40, 50, 70, 80 years, but they never got the chance. And I'm just forever grateful that those people gave me the chance, and I try to remember it, and thank God for it.
One of the things that I think is synonymous with both you and your dad is the fact that you have a passion for what you do. It comes through in your broadcast, and I think that's one of the reasons why both of you have been as successful as you are. Tom, I want to thank you very much for sharing your career and also your remembrances about your dad and about being in the broadcast booth together. You both have left your mark on sports and particularly in sports broadcasting. Thanks a lot, Tom. Take care.
Ron, thank you, and the congratulations to all your success. You've been a good friend for a long, long time.
Tom Brenneman with us, sportscaster for the Fox Sports Network. You see him doing NFL football, also Major League Baseball. His dad, Marty Brenneman, he shares the broadcast booth with for the Cincinnati Reds game. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
A very special hour here on Sports Byline as we spend it with father and son, Marty Brenneman, the longtime radio voice of the Cincinnati Reds, along with his son, Tom Brenneman. They are teamed together now as broadcast voices for both radio and television for the Cincinnati Reds. Tom, of course, you see on the Fox Sports Network doing NFL football and Major League Baseball, and he does other sports as well. And for Marty Brenneman, he has certainly called a lot of baseball's great moments, like Hank Aaron's record-tying 714th career home run, Pete Rose's 4,192nd career hit, Tom Browning's perfect game, and not only Ken Griffey Jr.'s 500th career home run, he also called his 600th home run as well. I'm Ron Barr.
Thanks for joining us on America's Sports Talk Show.
This is Joe Spano.
And this is Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack, now on from 5 a.m. Pacific time till 7 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday.
The Spano and Black Attack, the best sports talk on the best sports talk network. The Sports Byline Broadcast Network.